This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal and India agree to fast-track Pancheshwar multipurpose project with early completion of detailed project report. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Agriculture Ministry to ensure timely availability of chemical fertilizers. Health Ministry launches one-month free screening campaign for non-communicable diseases, free testing to be available at local health facilities. And Hamas says it will continue releasing Israeli hostages under Gaza ceasefire deal with Israel. Now the news in detail. Nepal and India have agreed to advance the Pancheshwar multipurpose project by completing its detailed project report, DPR, as soon as possible. The agreement was made during a meeting between Nepal's energy minister Deepak Khadka and India's Jal Shakti minister C.R. Patil in New Delhi today. Minister Khadka is in New Delhi for the India Energy Week 2025. Senior energy expert Prabal Adhikari said both sides also agreed to continue discussions on the DPR for the Saptakosi multipurpose project. They also discussed organizing a joint committee meeting on March 22nd and to 24th to address flood management. Energy Minister Kharka noted that last November's meeting helped push forward key water resources projects between the two countries. Likewise, Indian Minister Patil expressed India's positive stance on finalizing the DPR for the Pancheshwar project at the earliest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the Ministry of Agriculture to ensure the timely availability of chemical fertilizers. The Prime Minister's directive came after Agriculture Minister Ramnath Adhikari briefed him on the Ministry's progress and challenges today. During a meeting at the Prime Minister's office at Simhadarbar today, Minister Adhikari discussed several key issues, including the stock of chemical fertilizers, the agriculture investment decade, the national agriculture policy, and ongoing projects like the Prime Minister Agriculture Modernization Project. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli urged the ministry to prepare for setting up a domestic fertilizer industry and to prioritize the use of manure through new policies. The Health Ministry has launched a one-month free testing campaign today to promote preventive measures against non-communicable diseases. The initiative will offer free tests for diabetes, hypertension and kidney-related issues, as well as body weight and height measurements for individuals over 30. The campaign will run until March 13th at local health facilities. Non-communicable diseases currently account for nearly three-quarters of deaths in Nepal. Health Minister Pradeep Poudel has called on all relevant agencies to ensure the success of the campaign. French Ambassador to Nepal, Virginia Courteville, has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting at the office of the Prime Minister in Simhadarbar focused on various aspects of bilateral relations, including ways to enhance mutual cooperation between the two countries. The Supreme Court had summoned officials from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers for a discussion on waste management in the Kathmandu Valley. A division bench of Justices Dr. Kumar Chudal and Mahesh Sharma Podel directed high-level government officials, including the Chief Secretary and various Ministry Secretaries, as well as administrative heads from Kathmandu and Lalitpur metropolitan cities and Bhaktapur municipality to appear before the court on March 24th. The order follows separate writ petitions filed by advocates Padam Bahadur Shrestha and Bikram Mishra. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहूँ इंटरनेट में सब कर दूँ
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #14# टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज CPN Maui Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has vowed to continue this struggle to protect the Constitution's values and the rights of the people. Speaking at a program at the party's central office in Peristara today, marking 30 years since the launch of the Maoist armed conflict, Leader Dahal emphasized that the CPN Maui Center will move forward with the people's agenda and strengthen its ties with the public. Speakers have emphasized on producing and broadcasting inclusive media content. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista has emphasized on more inclusive content production. In a three-day training on inclusive broadcast content production and broadcasting that began today at Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal on the occasion of the World Radio Day, Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista said it is necessary to make its broadcast content more inclusive in order to move PSP Nepal forward. Radhika Ariel, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, said inclusive programs would be inclusion rather would be effective if the content broadcast by PSP Nepal could cover the issues of all citizens with limited access. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas says it is committed to implementing the Gaza ceasefire deal with Israel and will continue releasing hostages within the agreed time frame. According to the BBC, following talks in Cairo, the Palestinian armed group said Egyptian and Qatari mediators had confirmed they would remove obstacles to the deal. There was no immediate response from Israel, but Egyptian and Qatari reports said mediators had bridged the gaps between the two sides and both were committed to continuing implementation. On Tuesday, Israel said the ceasefire would end if Hamas did not return hostages this Saturday. Hamas had earlier said it was postponing releases over what it claimed were Israeli violations. U.S. President Donald Trump has held back-to-back phone conversations with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders as his administration jurors in on what it argues in a roadmap to end the war in Ukraine. The BBC cited President Trump as saying he has had great talks with both Russia and Ukraine yesterday, adding there is now a good possibility to bring the war to an end. Trump's Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, provided the most detailed outline to date of the administration's position on key issues in the war, from Ukraine's NATO aspirations to its territorial gains. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Madhesh, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. The weather will remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. It will be mainly fair in the Tarai region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal and India agreed to fast-track Pancheshwar multipurpose project with early completion of detailed project report. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Agriculture Ministry to ensure timely availability of chemical fertilizers. Health Ministry launches one-month free screening campaign for non-communicable diseases. Free testing to be available at local health facilities. And Hamas says it will continue releasing Israeli hostages under Gaza ceasefire deal with Israel. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.